What's up, buddy?
Not much. What's up with you?
Oh, we're just chilling. This is the first episode. It's the inaugural. It's morons. You're the first moron on the podcast.
Thank you.
You're the first moron.
Thank you. You were the first one on my podcast. So
wait. You calling me a moron?
Maybe
I am.
Oh,
got you in a box.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Now Clayton's in a real tough
situation.
I only know.
Without a doubt.
I only know one moron.
So this is a real rough start.
You're
to
right.
our first podcast,
right. it is.
But it's awesome because this
is
exactly what this show is supposed to be. It's just conversations with OU students, faculty, people around the university, people in Southeast Ohio about life, sports, politics, recreation, whatever we want to talk about, whatever I want to talk about, we want to talk about it. And I'm having you, my best friend, since what, third grade on?
Yeah, I think third grade. Sounds about right.
Yeah, and it's been a long time. I'm repping the Shawnee Braves shirt on air today. That's
you
my
are.
Thing. I got that going on, and you're proud Shawnee Brave as well.
Oh yeah, I'm. I got a deciding weekend ahead for me.
Oh, big week. Are you going back? You going back to watch Shawnee?
I'm actually. They're playing in Indiana at the Hoosier State.
Oh, are
Hoosier.
You doing PA?
Yeah,
for
I'm doing
that?
PA for that Saturday. So that'll be fun. They just had their senior night last night.
So you're a broadcast journalist,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're doing PA for that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your own podcast, right?
Yep, C-Town Sports Show. Check it out on SoundCloud.
You got to hype it up.
Hey, I got to throw a plug in there every
yeah,
once
okay.
in a while.
You've had some really good guests on there, too.
Yeah, I had, a lot of people don't know in the NASCAR world, but Jeff Gluck is a huge NASCAR advocate and just does his own reporting now. He used to work for USA Today. Now he's JeffGluck.com. His podcast is called Jeff Gluck. The untitled, it's like untitled podcast. It's literally like, it's
just
that's how he
Jeff
named
Gluck.
It. It's like JeffGluck.com untitled podcast.
No, that's unfair. I spent all this time thinking of a name for this podcast, and Jeff Gluck just goes out there and just calls it Jeff Gluck?
It gets better, though.
That's not fair.
It gets better. So I tried getting advice from Jeff Gluck, and I was like, you know, you're a cool guy. Like I was like, I wanted to look into creating like a graphic.
Yeah.
I'm like, so how did you create your graphic? He's like, I had a graphic designer make it.
Oh.
Then he goes, hold
Jeff.
On. He says that. Okay. Next text he sends goes, yeah, it's the guy that designed Jimmy Johnson's Lowe's paint schemes. I
well,
was
that's
like,
really unfair.
I was like, whoa, you went from like average, like all right, I'm thinking you just you know got, went real low on this to
yeah.
You hired a guy that designed a 7-time champion's paint schemes. That's intense right there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I wish I had that type of graphic design on this podcast. So we got Luke there, back there doing his thing, trying his best, always trying his best. So let's talk about you a little bit to start the show. We've got a few great topics that we want to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk about Ping, something you and I both experienced mm-hmm. together, parking services, something you mm-hmm. and I have talked about for days on end. But, you know, weight loss has been a big part of your collegiate journey. You've kind of been the opposite of the freshman 15. Just tell us, how much weight have you lost? What's the numbers here?
Well, if we go back to 2015, I think it was, I had got down to the lowest I had gotten was 193. Then before that, I was 260. And before that, it just kind of hit. Like
well, I don't roll over 67 pounds like that. I
no,
mean,
no. But hold on. Let me. So I basically lost all that weight just from walking literally 10 miles a day.
I remember that.
Which is insane. I'd walk 5 laps around my neighborhood, which is like a mile. Yeah. It was like over a mile, but it was like maybe like a mile.
How old were we when that was, when you were doing that?
Let's see. What was that? Three.
Like
I was like
15? Was it before your driver? Well, you didn't get your driver's license a little later, but did I have my car?
I
think I did, because I remember driving around and seeing you walk.
Oh, I mean, a lot back then, everybody.
So you lost 67 pounds from walking?
I mean, essentially, yeah.
Did you change your diet?
You know, I tried to back then, and it just really...
You're like, hey, listen, I like Jimmy John's too much to do this cutting out stuff.
Not like Jimmy John's is really a bad food either, though.
Yeah,
no.
That's the thing.
Okay, you know what? Let me restate it. I'm gonna cut out. I don't want to cut out any of this crap I'm eating or any of this food because it's too good. Because you enjoy it, so I'm gonna walk 10 miles a day. Is that what you?
I mean, basically, what I would do is I would essentially walk 5 miles doing that.
Yeah.
And then this is not sound really dumb, but like I could get roughly 5 miles in just by like a general going to school. Like just walking around school, basketball practice, you know, everything like that. However, there were some, like, if it was warm out, I would literally...
What's the most you walked in one day?
I want to say it was, like, 13 miles.
That's impressive.
Say it was,
that's half a marathon.
If you look...
For those of you that don't know how long a marathon is, that's half of it.
You're actually... I have something to go with that half a marathon thing.
What, the other half?
But, that was good. Just to go there for a second, I know you didn't want to talk sports, but I'm just throwing this out there.
No, whatever you
want to
talk
about. Marathon. My favorite NASCAR driver before this past Sunday literally ran a half marathon in the morning, then qualified for the Daytona 500, and then went out and ran a Clash. And they were like, during the Clash, it was under rain delay, and they were like, you know, he's like, yeah, literally, I was listening to his in-car audio. He's like, yeah, good thing we had this caution, because I kind of had to use the bathroom, because... The problem was he had ran the marathon at 7:30 that morning. His mile time was 6:47.
Wow. I can't do that.
He's 42 years old.
A half a marathon, 42. He booked a 6:47 mile.
I don't think I could do that for one mile, honestly.
Yeah.
It was like
that's amazing. Also, question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a NASCAR guy.
Mm-hmm.
How often do guys have to use the restroom during the race?
That's a good question.
It seems like a major issue.
It's not built into the fire suit. Like, you can't.
Has there been...
You have to go...
There have been stories. There have been stories of NFL defensive linemen, offensive linemen, who just pee down their leg on the field because they got to get back. Does that happen in NASCAR?
I have not actually heard a story like that.
Okay,
I will not lie.
You do that research, and next time you come back on the show...
Okay, we'll look that up.
We're going to talk about NASCAR drivers urinating on themselves, okay?
I mean, if...
That's a weird topic.
That's a weird topic, but I think it'll get some clicks or something.
I mean, some people, like... You just look at it like if you're just like sick in any way, they're going to try and get you out of the car, unless you're running in the Rolex 24 hours at Daytona where literally the leader was sick.
Yeah, but they take some breaks, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, they sub drivers out.
Yeah, but
they
needed a break. Right?
They needed him to stay in. They're like they literally said roll down the window, and he's like I can't open the window.
Oh.
So
no.
I don't know what happened, but he made his 42 minutes.
So he's rolling down the window because he needed to vomit. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what the problem was.
Could you imagine going like 180 miles an hour and there's just vomit flying at you?
There's
no
way that works. That wind is definitely coming back at
you.
You might as well just vomit on your lap. I think that's the best way to do it.
Should I mention, while this was happening, they were under yellow for about an hour and a half during this part of the race because it was raining. However, in that series, they have tires so they can run in the rain. So... It still was very slick out, and he was literally, I don't know.
Okay, so what's happening right now is Clayton has tricked me into doing a NASCAR podcast. I think, what are we, 8 minutes in, Luke?
Yeah,
and we've only basically talked NASCAR.
Talked
I said
Clayton
I'd never do
and
this,
NASCAR.
And now here we are.
I mean,
how did you do that? That was amazing. You just tricked me into that.
You're right.
Okay,
hold
let's
on,
talk
hold
about
on, one
pick.
Last thing.
Let's get into it.
You just, hold on, you just, you, since you said that, I mean, Daytona 500 is Sunday. Like, that's a thing.
Which
like,
I
just,
appreciate the Daytona 500, okay? It's a great sporting event. I'm not saying it's not great, but.
It's also Jamie McMurray's last
race. Let's get into Ping, though.
Okay, let's do
it. And I know you're sad about Jamie, but I don't need you crying on this podcast.
Okay, I'll save that for Sunday.
You know what makes people cry? Tearing the ACL on the not taken care of Ping floors. I have now two friends that I have watched have a knee injury in part of the floors at Ping. So the Ping Rec Center here at Ohio University, beautiful basketball courts. I mean, I don't want to just bury Ping Center. I think it's incredible. I like going there. I enjoy it. There's some issues. But this is a main issue that has nagged me so much. It's an issue that... shouldn't be there, and it's just the slickness of the floors at Ping. I mean, they're horrible. You slip and slide everywhere. Nobody can get a grip. I walked in there. This is a real story. I walked into Ping. I cleaned my shoes in the bathroom, the bottom of my black Under Armour sneakers. I cleaned them until every bit of dirt was out of every crevice. Cleaned it all the way. Played basketball for an hour and a half. Picked my shoe back up. And they were gray on the bottom. That's how dusty those floors are. That's awful. I lay my black jacket on the floor. I pick it up. It's dusty. And here's what upsets me about this. is that it's nobody's job. I think that's the problem here. Because I went to the front desk. They're like, well, that's facility's job. Then they said they're going to maybe get new courts or do something new in the summer.
Whoa.
But guess what? I graduate May 4th. So all these times I go play basketball, I'm going to risk knee injury on these dusty floors. It's a problem that is easily solved. They want to say that it's not easily solved, but it's easily solved. It's called mopping. Whoa. It's called brushing. It's called getting the dust off the floor. And they say, well, everybody brings in their outside shoes. It's not our fault. You heathens bring in your outside shoes. It's bringing all the dust in. Well, guess what? At the Athens Community Center, right down the road on State Street, that floor is as sticky as a basketball floor can get. And there are people in there. We had an entire Reds caravan with a room full of people with boots on. It was snowing that day. There was rain. And how come the rec center is able to keep their floor nice and sticky and safe for everybody to use, but Ping, which has infinitesimal more resources, is unable to keep their floors just like regular basketball floors? I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for, like, logos to pop out of the ground like an NBA. All I'm asking is that when I plant my foot running full speed playing basketball at a place that I pay to go, that I not slip and possibly tear my ACL. That's all I want. That's all I want. I want to be able to just play basketball without this fear in the back of my head that I'm going to rip my ACL in half because it's not taken care of. And it's just a big pet peeve for me. Huge pet peeve. And I watched another friend go down this weekend. And that's been I've just been railing on it. It's ridiculous what's going on at Ping.
You know, I think they're right from the perspective about it is the shoes that people show up and they're just wearing regular shoes.
Yes, I agree that
stepping on the court.
I agree that brings dust in.
I think that when there is dead time, I mean, no offense to the workers at Ping, but you do see them all standing in the equipment room just talking essentially.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's their job to clean these floors
you're
either.
You're right,
but it is a good point.
It has, but if it has to be someone's job, like, I get, like, I feel like, I don't know what they do, but what I see of them, at least walking around, is they're there for, like, if someone passes out somewhere, you know, they have, like, the little thing on.
And
but
they're there to check people in and check the equipment. And they say it's facility's job to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it is facility's job to clean. It's facility's job to clean the floor. It's facility's job to make sure it's taken care of. I don't know the last time that floor has been cleaned. I know the dust has been maybe pushed to the side, but if you lay on your stomach at Ping, like really lay, and just kind of peer your eyes across the court, you just see the dust.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, you just see the dust. You
just
see that it's not taken care of.
I'm just making sure.
And there are many solutions. I've got many of them. One, mop. Like literally, take a bucket, take a mop, go mop the floor, right? And I can tell you haven't mopped it. If somebody comes to me and says, oh, we mop every night, that is not true whatsoever.
What?
Because there is dirt piling up against the wall, literal physical dirt. Like, you can see it. I've taken pictures of it. It's, like, stacked against the wall from them pushing the dirt and pushing the dirt and pushing the dirt. That's not cleaning it. That's not cleaning it. So, one, clean it. And after you clean it, put a bunch of sticky mats, because they have those things at basketball arenas, right? The little sticky mats you hit your shoes on. To get more traction and to get the dust off your shoes. Well, if you're worried about people bringing in outside dirt, let's put some sticky mats around the courts. And then just say, hey, shoes here, clean them off, and then you go on the court. Everybody would be okay with that. Most people would use the sticky mats. Some people wouldn't. But guess what? Not everybody has clean shoes on the convo. Everybody walks over that court for 50 minutes, and then somehow, some way, there's Division I basketball games there. So I don't know what they're doing. Do they got magic erasers or something at the convo that Ping doesn't have? Why does every basketball court in the world that is taken care of work well, but Ping's doesn't? It's because it's not taken care of. And it's ridiculous that it's not taken care of. And I'm sorry I'm yelling and I'm getting really into this. But it's ridiculous it's not taken care of is because I am a customer of this university. And I am a customer of Ping Rec Center. I pay money. You pay money. Luke pays money.
Every student pays money.
Every student pays money to maintain that rec center. And we can't elect to not go there, right? So I, as a customer, go there and say, hey, this is a real complaint. My friends are getting hurt. And they can't be like a regular business. Well, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. Because you're forcing me to pay you to be able to come here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're forcing me to do something, to go somewhere, to do something, then it better be taken care of, especially the amount of money we're paying. I mean, if I'm paying, if there's people in here going into debt for the next 15 years of their life, I think it's those universities' responsibility to make sure that if they don't, if they want to play a little bit of basketball, they don't rip their ACL in half because the floors aren't taken care of. Somebody's going to be liable for this because somebody's going to be smart enough and get a lawsuit together. Yeah. Like, they really need to fix this issue. And I've been telling people about it, not getting fixed. I go to the offices, not getting fixed. So maybe if I scream about it on a podcast, somebody will finally do something about it, because it's one of those issues that is not hard to fix. It's just a bunch of lazy people not wanting to fix it and a bunch of people going, ah, that's not my job, that's facilities. Facilities, ah, that's not my job, that's rec. It's got to be somebody's job sometime, because I'm really tired of not being able to play basketball correctly. Floor is yours, buddy.
Okay. So my with that, and I'm not trying to, like, defend them in any way.
Oh, no, you're
but
trying
I'm just,
to defend them.
I just feel like, you know, how often are you wanting them to clean the floors? And I know I 100% agree. Yes, it's terrible.
Because you got to mop it once, and then you can dust it like normal, and then you mop it at the end of the week, and then you dust it again.
This is a perfect example. Here at Schoonover, you know how we have the tile floors on the first floor?
Yeah. Yes.
They wax them every single night. Why can't they do that at even just mop 3 times a week at Ping?
Yeah, or once,
you
on a Sunday.
You have from midnight to 6 a.m. You have 6 hours. So there's no excuse
but
not to be able to.
The reason they won't, this is an idea for me, is that there are so many floors that they just don't feel the cost of it is worth the benefit. But it is an athletic surface. Like, why do we need the tiles in Schoonover Center to be that sticky? We don't. I mean, you could slide on those a little bit. But that is an athletic playing surface. That's like if they had a racquetball court without any glass, right? And just, hey, just smack them and there's people walking behind you. But you know what? It's not worth paying for the glass. They kind of had one like that, but nobody ever used it.
Yeah.
Right?
They changed it.
Or it's like, what else? What's another?
I mean, honestly, you think of what you're thinking, but I'm just like...
I think it's so ridiculous that I can't even find a comparison. I normally can find analogies. I really can't find one. It's
honestly like if you had a baseball field without bases.
You know the last time I had a... Oh, exactly right, but you can kind of play baseball that way.
Sort of, but...
But the last time, the last court I felt that's as slippery as Ping, and you know how much I play basketball, mm-hmm. Clayton. Just comment, tell the audience the insane amount I play basketball.
It's an insane amount. I mean, you know, pretty much same with me. I mean, every day for the most part, if there's got to be something that you have.
And we play in Springfield. We play all over. We play to multiple courts,
indoors,
outside,
outdoors.
Inside, everywhere. I play basketball everywhere. The only floor that's ever been close to as slippery as Ping is consistently was the Possum Middle School basketball gym back in Springfield.
Wow.
And they haven't used that gym for a real basketball game since before I was 9, I think. So that floor is slippery because they don't take care of it throughout the year. But even then, when Mr. Kirby, the awesome gym teacher, I don't know if he's still a possum, but
no,
it was always
retired like
before
3 years,
somehow,
years.
Some way, when Mr. Kirby wanted to play basketball on Saturdays with his son, and I was able to play with him one time, all of a sudden the floors were great because, oh my God, somebody took care of them. It's not that hard. One guy can do it even. And there's this university takes in over $800 million a year. Mm-hmm. We can't have good
the
basketball
The budget
floors.
Alone for recreation is over $6
million. $6 million? We can't find. How much is a mop? Like, I'll go out and get you all the stuff.
I actually bought a bucket that you would use with a mop for $5. A mop probably costs $8, and then, you know, every soap. Maybe $4.
You wouldn't even have to soap it. Just use water.
Yeah, you don't want to just use water.
Yeah, but there's certain stuff that.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert at taking care of
basketball
floor.
Court. You want to use. I'm just saying that there's certain stuff.
And I'm not trying to pretend I'm an expert at this at all. I just know that it's a problem that I've seen somehow managed by organizations and entities with a lot less money and a lot less resources. They've somehow managed to do it, but somehow Ping hasn't managed to do it, and that's a real problem. And it's a problem that needs to be fixed.
I mean,
point blank, period.
You're exactly right. Here's the thing, though. A, they're probably, I hate to say it, most of the time it's probably going to be a student doing this. They're not going to let a student stay in between the hours of 12 and 6 a.m.
But well, if it's facilities,
facilities
do it. They're full-time employees.
But here's the thing. Facilities, is no offense, they don't do anything. I've yet to see them
actually
like.
Well, Don't say they don't do anything. Facilities is around here all the time. They do a lot of things. Facilities, and I'm not trying to blame facilities here. Mm-hmm. Facilities has to be told to do something, right? There is a there is some sort of power error here. Somebody's not getting the instruction down to do the job, right? There, somewhere in the line in this bureaucracy, it's not happening right. That it's not getting to where it needs to be to clean. And I don't know whose problem it is to fix. I know it's not my problem to fix. You know why it's not my problem to fix? Because I'm a customer here. Mm-hmm. And kids need to start thinking that way. You're a customer at a university. It's not like high school. You are going into debt to go here. You have a lot more rights than you did in high school. The teachers, they are literally people that are working for you, right? Your professors. This entire college experience, you are a customer. You are paying into it. And until we decide to make universal college free, then it's going to be that way. I am a customer here. And my needs aren't being met as a customer, so I have the right to stand and scream about it. And anybody that wants to fight me on the customer thing, like, no, you're a student, you're okay, really? Because if I just decided to stop paying them today, I could, right? I could say, all right, no more money for you. And I could stop going here at any time. And then they would stop giving me the service. That's a customer, without a doubt. Like, you can't stop going to high school because then the cops come in, they're like, hey, you got to go to high school, dude. And then you're like, nah, I don't want to go to high school. And then they arrest you and you get taken away or something. I don't know. I've never seen that happen. But I know it's illegal to not go to school until you're 18. High school, I think. Can you Google that, Luke? I don't know. Is that a law? Do you have to go to school till you're 18?
I feel like there's something. You have to get, like, a permission slip. There's something.
Can you look that up?
Back,
can you look that up?
Back I'll see if I can find way it. Back when? Back in the day. Way back in the day. I mean, literally, they used to have to. Remember, there were times where people would not go to high school because they had to work on
the farm
or, you know.
And that's why we have summer vacation, is so kids could work on the farm. You know, that summer vacation is just not a thing in other countries. Just not a thing.
I did not realize
Germany's
that.
Not a thing. You can meet. They have a long summer break. It's like 6 weeks, but they go to school most of the summer. And then, but they have longer breaks. So for Christmas, they're off a month. For spring, they're off a month. Okay. So they get this exact same time off. Mm-hmm. But
in different increments.
In different increments and at different times.
Found it.
All right. Tell us, Luke.
So, according to this website, education.law.com, typically children must start school by age of 6 and remain enrolled until they are at least 16. These laws were 16? Put into place not only to improve literacy rates, but also to discourage the widespread child labor practices of the 19th and 20th centuries.
So it's a child labor thing. They were tired of those kids working in those coal mines. Have you seen those horrific images of kids working in the coal mines?
Yeah, they're like 13. Yeah.
No, like 6, 7. You know, they wanted to hire smaller kids in the coal mines because their hands were smaller so they could reach deeper into the holes to get it. They were more efficient workers.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Glad we don't live in those times.
Yeah.
We're complaining about basketball floors like it's a crime, like it's the biggest crime of the 21st century. And then we mentioned, like, coal mining children. You know, some things don't matter. Let's talk about parking. Let's roll into parking.
You know, you really could have, if you really were honest, you could have segued into from Ping, because we drive to Ping. There's no parking there. There's like 24 spots. Maybe 24. I haven't done the number. Maybe.
So you want more parking.
Are you talking about the paid ones?
Yes, I'm talking about the green spots.
The meter ones. The other ones aren't paid or anything. The other ones are an immediate ticket between the hours of 7 to 5.
I think it's 7 and 5.
Yeah.
7 to 5.
I mean, that is huge right there. That's what bothers me most. That and the people that actually write the tickets.
Well, what's your solution for, do you want to have them build another parking lot? Do you want to? Like, do you take away the complicated part of the issue.
No,
do you take away the spots for the faculty members? Do you take away the spots for the commuters and give them to people that are using it at the gym? Like, what's the solution?
I don't know how many spots are in that lot, but I want to know if they could a parking garage. I don't know. I'm assuming that
that's
allows
a big project.
More spots.
That's a lot. There's a lot more than goes in that.
I know what you're saying, but at the same time, if we have all this money, if this school's bringing in all this money,
yeah, but
I have a right to be able to have parking.
Yeah, I agree with that.
On near a gym. Otherwise, you know what? This is just.
But it's a walking
campus,
right?
Could lead to obesity then, and then it's crazy.
No, that's true. The gym is not as accessible as it should be because of the lack of parking. I agree. It's just about how are we going to – like the Ping issue, the reason I was heated about it is because it's illogical to me.
I don't think Ping was built right.
It doesn't make sense. Ping wasn't built right. They had to raise – they was sinking into the ground. It literally wasn't built right.
I just mean how it's shaped. It's more long than wide. I'd rather have something wider. I think they should – I wish they had more equipment. I don't think they have enough equipment for the amount of kids that go to this university. I think it needs to be like the whole area behind it at the golf course. If you look at from an overview of Ping.
You can't cut off my golf course. Don't.
No, I'm not saying that. It's also not that nice a golf course. But let's
like,
not get into that right now.
Golf courses are hard to take care of. There are students managing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not that upset about the golf course most of the time. Not like I'm upset about the basketball floors, again, because it's a really easy solution. But continue.
But, like, okay, so I'm not even like you don't need to add that much more room. But if you're looking out the back of Ping towards the golf course, they have, like, this little sitting area. I don't know if you've seen it. They have three steps.
It's a nice little patio.
You have to, like, walk around from the other side of Ping to walk around.
So you want them
area.
To extend Ping.
Yeah, I want them to extend it to where, like, instead of that, like, there's literally, like, I could picture this now. And I know this is probably, like, a way too in-depth here, but, like, where, like, you're looking at the golf course, you can literally have them walk by, like, drive by right in front of it, just get the windows that they use for, like, fiberglass? Is that what you use for, like, for golf balls?
Plexiglass.
Plexiglass, yeah.
Fiberglass
is
the pink stuff that makes you itch.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or no, that's insulation. Fiberglass makes you itch, right?
What'd you say?
Fiberglass makes you itch, right?
I think both of them do. I think fiberglass and
insulation does.
Do.
Home Depot, I learned that.
All right, well, good. I got my itchy stuff catalog right then.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, like it's a little catalog I carry around. Like, should I touch that? Nope. It's in the itchy stuff. Poison ivy? Nope. Also, weirdly, like this soundproof padding, for some reason, just a little itchy. So I don't like to touch it.
It's probably made of fiberglass. Who knows?
I really doubt it's made of fiberglass.
Hey, man, you never know.
You know,
come on, Luke. Let's not be.
You know what? You honestly don't know what stuff's made of. Just this is random here.
Wait a minute.
Random.
The government is putting chemicals.
Well, no,
in
here's
things.
What I'm saying. I'm saying that like one time I worked at Home Depot. Home Depot flood right there. Anyways, and one time
Home Depot
was
not
like,
a sponsor of the Morons podcast.
Anyways, one time I was there and we were looking at something, and they literally, we have like insulation or like, insulation basically.
Okay.
And it's made out of like cut up Nike tennis shoes.
Oh, that's cool.
Like recycled Nike tennis shoes.
Wow, that's really cool.
Like, I just, and it has like the Nike swoosh on like the wrap. It comes in a wrap.
Do you think we're going to see that a lot more, like as we start to recycle more things?
Potentially. I mean, that's always a shot.
I mean, realistically.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to happen.
If you recycle more,
right?
more, you're going to have to
more
put it in more things.
Yeah, more stuff we recycle, the more things that have to be made out of recycled stuff. I mean, that follows logically. So I guess we'll start to see that more. Maybe I'll have, like, Nike shoe wallpaper. Right?
But, like, then you
these are the
like
08 LeBron section, right?
Over here, if you look to my left.
It's like a little collection, you know? You keep it all together. That's a great way to recycle. Great way to recycle.
You're right.
You know what's another great way to recycle? You know, I take that parking ticket I get, smash it
no,
up.
No, here's the thing.
Throw it in the recycling bin, and then I go online and pay it because I'm a good citizen.
Oh, no.
I can't not pay it. I want to ask you this because I want to get on to. We wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
You've been waiting for, like, years to talk about this on a podcast.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it fair, just here, is it fair to ticket students for parking? And if it's not, what is your solution for making sure that there's enough parking spots for the people who actually need them, faculty and commuter students?
That is a very loaded question, I'd like
it's,
to say.
It's, but
to
it's
start.
The exact – what is it – okay, first we'll start. Is it fair to charge students who already pay to go here for parking in the wrong spot?
No. I think you need to have – you have to in some way – I'm not saying they can. I'm saying you have to find a way. Because all you need, essentially, is you can use gravel for parking lots. Like, I'm not even talking, like, you don't have to go all out. Just, like, put it there. Put it on the ground. Not, like, I didn't know how to say
it. Put it over there.
That, yeah.
You know, put it on,
though,
put it on top of Baker.
Like, just literally just put it on the ground.
The problem is you put gravel down, gravel moves, and you got to replace the gravel. Also, problem, when you put gravel down, you're going to take away grass, which takes away the aesthetics of the university, which is what they're trying to promote. Like,
I didn't come here because
But so many people come here, right? How many stories have you How many stories have you heard where they like, I really didn't want to go here, and then I walked on campus, and I was like, it's gorgeous. I want to come here, right? I've heard that at least 15 times.
Like,
so if we start tearing up all the grass for parking lots because you and I are upset about parking tickets, I don't think the university is going to do that. Like, I don't think they're going to
do that. I saw this university.
But also, why am I paying tickets to like, it's like I am paying them to go to school here, right? I'm a customer of the university. It's like if it's like I went into Best Buy. It's like you get ticketed by Best Buy for leaving your shopping cart somewhere, right? So you leave your shopping cart too close to the plants. All of a sudden you come back, there's a big Best Buy $10 ticket on the shopping cart. I'd be like, what is this? I'm not paying you an extra $10 because I left my shopping cart
this
here.
This is outside. I was like, where is Best Buy selling plants at? I need to know this.
I don't know. Best Buy. Did I say Best Buy and plants?
You did. I was really confused right there. I was like, what are you?
Dude, I don't know. Artificial intelligence, man. Maybe Best Buy's into that. Maybe they're growing like some, I don't know, smart
avatar type stuff.
Some smart
you
plants.
Talk about growing. I mean, remember the commercial a few years ago? This is kind of just going to Super Bowl commercials for a second. But like, remember where they had all the 4G, 5G, 6G? You remember that Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, we do have 5G now. That's a thing.
Is it who actually like?
No, who got it?
It's look not up, patent. I know it's not.
No,
like
look up who somebody got a 5G up. Look
I think
up.
It's AT&T, but I'll look it
up. I think he's right, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't honestly know. I get that it's faster, but I don't understand technically what that even means. Like, I know it's faster.
Like 5G?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Like,
I just
and then, but hold on, let's segue
is
from that.
Is it like
that.
5 gigabytes or something? I don't know.
No, it's
but it is AT&T.
It's AT&T got the 5G up?
Yep.
Yeah, 5G's going to change the world.
I mean,
have you,
that's
like,
what they said about
3G.
That's what they said about 4G.
No, but like, think
but
about
that's
it.
That's what they're saying about 5G.
Think about it this way. When we got 3G, everybody was saying how fast it was, right? If 3G pops up on your cell phone now, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be able to get this thing in time. If 3G's on your phone, don't even try watching a YouTube video. You know it's not going to work. But somehow, that's what everybody used to. That's it's wild how quickly our technology has developed. It's crazy.
No,
but I don't know what 5G is either. I'm not trying to say I know what it is. All I know is we've got it now.
You're making some very good points here about this. and what honestly, because you're talking about technology and stuff, I'm on
Clayton, I love you, man.
I'm on a
– I love you just like
– Hold on.
You're making some good points.
This is another segue.
Clayton finds the most random points out of anything possible, and I love
it. This is getting that much better, though, because now I want to go to talking about technology evolving and stuff. I'm in an I don't know, like, the technical term. Basically, it's like a – it's an online I think it's international mass media. And, like, we – like, last week's – we have to do a discussion each week. And last week's discussion was from the reading, which basically talked about how social media has impacted old, like, news stories and stuff like that to now using social media as a way to report news and stuff. And with that – it's really, like, insane how fast, like, as you read the book or just skim through the pages if you don't want to read every page because you generally get what they're saying.
Yeah.
Not saying I do that. I'm just saying you could.
Wait. You read all your textbooks?
No, I didn't say that either. I didn't say either one of those things. But, no, I, like, because this book is such an online-oriented class that you have to read a lot of the book. So, like, I mean, you can, like, last week I could have if I – for the most part, I kind of did because.
Yeah, what do you think of textbooks?
Scam.
Scam?
They're too expensive.
I think it's a scam if you're the one that wrote the book.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well,
the
agree
scam
then it's
right
a scam.
There.
Then it's like, oh, you're ripping me off.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going on.
I mean, other than
and
that.
And even
I'm
though,
cool
like,
with it.
I get it. You're probably an expert in your field, right? But it's your book. You know we're broke. Like, either, like, I would understand, like, hey, I still need to make some money off this book. But I'm going to make it 90% off for my students.
Yeah,
something like
charge
that.
It expensive to other schools. Keep it cheap for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no, exactly. If you're teaching the class and you already have the transcript to the book, you can send them the pages. Like, you're just trying to make money off these poor college kids. Like, there's, like, if you say, hey, I want you to read this book and it's on Amazon, right? And it's not your book, you can't steal the pages and give them to your students. It's actually illegal. Students have to go out and buy the book. But if it's your book and you're telling your students go out and buy the book, you can give them your book because it's your book. So how on earth would I – why do I need to buy your book? You're the professor. Like, can't you access that? Can't you somehow magically bring that in? I don't know. Clayton went over and just got a Propel.
You made me
Clayton
really
is
thirsty.
The biggest.
Clayton is, I'm not even going to lie, easily, I think, has to be the number one customer of Propel. I don't want to think, this semester, I think I've never seen him without
I know
an empty Propel or a full Propel.
A lot of people say the same thing. Today, actually, we were in, me and Luther in class, at our news at noon, and Delaney said something like, oh, don't forget your Propel. Like, she knew it was mine because that's how much I drink Propel.
Man.
Like, it just kind of happens. And I actually, I did try
why?
Getting.
Why
Propel?
Yeah.
So, this, I basically went with the healthy. This was from my healthy part of the diet because we didn't actually talk about that earlier, but I did actually last year, did go back up to 248. I was 240. I topped out at 248, and I remember it because.
So you fluctuated. Just for anybody that didn't catch the beginning of the podcast, Clayton was at 260. You lost 67 pounds, get down to 193. Then slowly while here, right, at Ohio University, you built it back up to 248.
I had, and I don't know what it was, but something, and I remember this last year when I was at 248. I had it. I was basically carefree at the time, basically, and me and my cousin Beeper were talking, and we literally were
Beeper Horton Hobbs.
Yeah, we were.
I know he's gonna listen to this.
Yeah, you know who he is. But we were sitting. We were at my aunt's house, and like I just weighed myself, and I was like 248, and everybody he was like, "Wow!" And like we all were. Like I was like, and right then I was like, you know what? Time to get back down.
Boy, that scale is a powerful thing.
So ever since, but I don't honestly like you know how some people are like, oh, weigh yourself weekly. No, I last time I looked at a scale, like for sure, probably a month ago. I think literally last time I was home, which was roughly a month ago. Today almost.
I was checking the scale daily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I didn't really care either way. Like I was just kind of checking in on it, updating it. Like, okay, how does if I drink this much water, if I eat this certain thing at the beginning of the day, what am I gonna weigh? If I binge, like I eat a lot of food, I want to see how much. It was just interesting to me. Like I didn't really like if you're trying to lose weight, don't get on the scale every day. If you know you have weight to lose,
yes, 100%,
it's pointless. Go on every week but if you're not trying to lose weight and you're just kind of curious and it's not gonna harm you self-esteem wise. It's kind of curious to get on the scale 12 and then 4 and realize you're 3 pounds different. Like, but I don't do that anymore because Caleb, unfortunately, took his scale away, and I don't know where it's at.
Oh,
so I haven't weighed myself in a while. It's a while. I feel pretty good, man. I don't know what I weigh. It's weird. It's been a while.
Funny thing you talked about just the scaling and stuff. I remember last year we were at our dorm, Brian Hall, and I don't know if you remember this time.
Shouts to Brian.
I Snapchatted it, but me, you, and I think Caleb was there. It was just three of us. And we were at your dorm room.
I wish it was an apartment.
And we all were just sitting around and seriously, like, I had been working out really hard this is within the last year and a half. And I was like, we'll see what I'm at. Like, because last time, honestly, I think that was the first time I had weighed myself from 248. To when I weighed myself at that time, I think it was 221, and I just was like, "Whoa! I like lost 27 pounds. Like that was."
Oh, that how
like,
how good
I
did
was
that
like
feel?
I was like that day it was a pretty good day. I'm like, "Wow! I lost 27 pounds. Like
yeah,
like I just
you just
consistently
railed it off.
Going." And then, like I said, I replace pop. I mean, I get it because Lucas does this to me all the time. He'll shake a Propel and be like, "Yeah." See, that's not healthy for you.
Yeah, hold on.
But,
all right. You got to shake it up more.
All right.
Shake it up more for the cameras. For those of you listening on Apple Podcasts or anything like that, check us out on YouTube. We got videos of everything. So what Clayton's showing you right now, really cloudy Propel, right? And what that is, what I'm trying to explain to Clayton, is that although that is better than you than soda, there's still crap in there, right? There's still stuff that's not meant to be in your body. What you're supposed to drink is water. Okay, you're supposed to drink water all the time, but I am okay with you drinking Propel because it's not that bad, and the crap that is in there is not horrible. It's just some sugar, a little bit of flavor additives, so it's not horrible, and it keeps you drinking that because you need flavor in your life because you're a flavorful guy or something. I don't know. You need flavor in your life. So you use Propel as a means to get as close to water as you can handle.
It says there's no sugar in it.
There's something
sugar
making
is the
that
only
thing
that's
sweet
bad for you, Clayton.
It says total sugar.
Give me the bottle.
Zero. There you go. I don't know what's in there.
I don't know.
We used to say the same thing.
Can I drink?
Yeah, that's fine.
What flavor is it?
Berry, I think. I drank so many.
It's a berry with like a little bit of purple. It's like it's definitely grapey.
They have a great flavor, but it's definitely
man. This is definitely a Clayton episode. We talked NASCAR, and now we're doing a Propel review. I mean, man, if we just did a little Dayton Flyers breakdown, we'd have the full Clayton trifecta up in here. Okay. So it is zero calories per bottle, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what's in here. Water, citric acid, sodium. So this is the rule. If there's something in what you're eating or drinking that you cannot pronounce, 50-50 shot, it's not good for you.
You're right.
All right,
I
so
get that.
Sodium hexametaphosphate. I could actually pronounce that.
How is this on a podcast right now?
And that is to protect flavor. There's natural flavor. How is it natural flavor if you're putting it in? Like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Salt.
I don't ask me, man.
Potassium sorbate, which preserves freshness, according to Propel. potassium citrate, sodium citrate, ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, sucralose, potassium. I don't know. It's just I know. You know what's in water?
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Well, hold on.
Right.
H2O.
Oh,
baby.
And I've got a what's that called? Oh, it's not a Keurig. It's a filter. It's a Brita. I got a Brita. So there's not even iron in there or anything. I'll slide that back to you.
The thing I think that, you know, and my response to you, if you remember through the years, has always been since I've been drinking Propel, is you shake it up, it looks the same thing as our school water at Shawnee.
Oh, dude, that's a great point.
What's in that water then? If I can drink that, why
can't
I? That's
a great point. Most water fountains are, like, because there's a lot of iron in there from the pipes. It's just not that pure and good for you. But water's better for you than Propel.
But I won't lie. I did try to get Propel to sponsor the podcast. I tweeted at them. They did respond.
Wait, this
like,
podcast?
No, my podcast.
Your podcast.
Yes.
I was about to say, I'm like, what are you trying to sell? We haven't even had an episode yet. This is episode one.
No, my podcast. You can honestly go look at Twitter, and it was like a whole conversation. I was like, you know, hey, you guys want to sponsor the podcast? Like, literally, just hook me up with a case of Propel. All the shout-outs you need. Like, right? So this is how I buy Propel now. Because they don't actually sell the multi-flavor packs in, like, Walmart, Kroger, any of them. They'll sell, like a 12-pack of one for $5. One flavor. Okay? I can get
a 12-pack for $5?
Yeah.
That's a lot cheaper than I thought it would be.
I know. That's where I get an 18.
Yeah, did you think this was an expensive habit for Clayton? Clayton's balling on a budget.
I am.
I thought it would at least be, like, $7.50.
This is, here, you ready? A 18-pack. This is what I do. I normally get, 4 18 packs at a time. I buy in bulk because I have to have it shipped to the store.
Just for the audience, real quick, I have had this conversation maybe 100 times, maybe, and I am realizing right now that we're having it on air, and I never thought it'd get to this point.
But it did. So let me finish.
And I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna post this, and it's gonna be up, and I'm gonna share it. And this conversation's on there. And I just want you to know that it's just wild to me. So you buy 18
right.
I
buy 4 18 pats. That's 72 Propels at a time. I have them shipped to Walmart because it's free shipping to store. Okay?
So do you go to the pickup thing? Like that new, like.
I do, but it's never.
And then it like rolls out.
It doesn't work.
Here's your 72
Propels. Half the time they don't put the. You could, and I've used those before. In Springfield, the one in Athens never has worked for me. They keep it in a different room. But
are your Propels too heavy?
No, because they don't have to put it in the tower. They have things like, I don't know if you've actually been there or not. They have like 36 cabinets too that can unlock from the tower. At least that's the goal, because I've seen her go up and like have to do it herself. She's like, yeah, it's supposed to. It'll just unclip the door. The door will, like, open.
This is the Walmart pickup thing, right?
Yeah, it'll pop open.
The new,
open.
Like, big orange
it's
thing
not the
in the
tower.
Center of their
You're
store.
You're talking a tower. That the tower, yes, there's some stuff stored in there. But other stuff they have in, like, the tower's like its own little aisle thing. Okay? Like, so you have the tower, and then you have an aisle almost for it. And on each side, there's, like, 36 like different like places to keep stuff. The goal is you have your confirmation on your phone. You scan it in the tower, or you type your number in. And then the goal is it's supposed to pop open the doors. Does that ever work? No. It never pops open.
Yeah, it's new technology. Just give it time, and it'll develop.
Oh, no, it will. You're right.
You know what else is new? Mm-hmm. This podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is over?
This podcast.
Clayton, awesome having you on. Glad we just got to have a nice little conversation. Mm-hmm. I just want to give some updates. I'm going to look into the camera, actually, which is weird on a podcast to look into the camera. But I just want to kind of describe what this podcast is going to be. Congratulations, you made it to the end of it. I don't know how you did that through the Propel conversation, but you're here. And this is going to be, a lot of times I'm sitting in class, I'm sitting around and I yell, right? Or I make a lot of points in I don't yell in class. I'm not like that. I'm not like sitting in the back of Narissa Young's class and going, no, I'm not doing that. I talk a lot during class. I have a lot of opinions. I like to talk about things. I like to talk about everything, sports, politics, life, entertainment, technology, coffee pots, Propel, I don't care, NASCAR, let's talk about it, right? And there are so many people with a lot of interesting stories, just like you, Clayton, and there are so many people across this campus who have expertise in fields, who have interesting opinions, who have different takes on things, who are just interesting people to talk to. Some of them will be my friends, some of them will be strangers, but we're going to bring somebody new, or try to, somebody fairly new, I'm sure we'll have Clayton on another time, into this room. And we're going to have a conversation, and the video's great, and the video's added. But we're going to have a conversation, a loose, fun, kickback conversation that can get serious at times, can get really loosey-goosey at times. And it's just going to be one of those things where we just take a journey once a week. And I hope that you guys out there can take a journey with me. I'm not recommending you guys do this at all, but if you really do appreciate this podcast, anchor.fm, you go to support. Right there, you can donate any amount of money, and it just kind of helps me out. I'm not in need of it whatsoever. It's just an option for you guys out there. And then the videos will be up on YouTube, and watching it on there would help support as well. Downloading an Apple Podcast, downloading on Spotify, all those things would be great for this podcast. I want to thank Luke behind the glass. He did a great job. And I want to thank Clayton for being our very first guest on Morons. And I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I hope this project goes smooth. I hope it goes well. And I hope you guys enjoy the entertainment, and I'm glad that you decided to listen to a couple morons from OU have a conversation. We'll see you.